epigenetics. Heard of it? What's it all about? Well, rates of diabetes, obesity, and alcoholism run high among Native Hawaiians. We look at how a researcher is using his family ties and inspiration to give back to his hometown and hopefully change a community's health habits for the better. We sat down with Alika Mauna Kea to understand more about the relationship between genes and the environment.
It was through our previous work in the Department of Native Hawaiian Health that really recognized that Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders experience some of the worst health conditions and outcomes in the state. So, for example, diabetes and obesity is about 3 times more prevalent in Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders than the general population in Hawaii. In addition to that, we also experience these diseases at an earlier age than others, on average about 10 years. So part of our mission in the department is to understand why this is so that we can ultimately restore health equity. So I'm excited to talk about this project that started this summer, which plays a small role in addressing these health needs.
So you're partnering with a number of groups to get into your research. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
So it's sponsored in part by the HMSA Foundation. The study is a collaboration between my lab and Dr. Ruben Juarez, who's an expert in social network analysis and game theory in the Department of Economics at the University of Hawaii Manoa, and also Ma'o Organic Farms, which is part of the Waianae Community Development Redevelopment Corporation.
And so you have created this unique program. Tell us about where you want this project to go.
Sure. Well, first, the purpose of the program is to determine the impact of a community-developed Aina-based program in Waianae on the health of participants in the program and that of their families and friends. We hope that in the long term, it will help to reduce and eliminate health disparities in Hawaii. And we realize it takes a multifaceted approach to address this significant problem. Not just one person or one organization can address this. And we really see our project as one way to empower the community to really play an active role in improving the community health in Waianae and throughout the state. And we feel that addressing the health needs of our community is really a shared kuleana.
And so you have this program with Ma'o Farms, and the way I understand it, you've got like an internship program. Mm-hmm. You get the kids from the community to come in and try and, what, change their behaviors?
Well, Ma'o's been around for about 15 years now, and they've created an amazing educational program that empowers the youth of the community to be more engaged in their own lives and to have more control of their own lives and to seek out opportunities that they would never have otherwise. That includes leadership building skills, as well as working with teams and understanding about the environment, how it's important to them and their lives and their families, how it can affect their health, the type of nutrition that they choose to partake in, or other things that can affect their health and their environment. So they're really empowered by this information in Ma'o's educational program, and they actually came to us asking how, telling us some stories, some amazing stories of how that program changed their lives, changed their behaviors, also influence the decision-making of their family members in eating healthier or having access to foods, or why they do what they do. Essentially, Ma'o, their interns and their experiences really inspired the creation of this study.
Well, give us an example.
So, for example, one of the interns who's been there for more than a year now has told us that her her refrigerator has changed when her family learned that she started in her internship on Ma'o. And we asked her to explain that a little bit more, and she said, well, you know, my mom and dad decided to stock the refrigerator up with produce, vegetables, and fruits, more so than they ever did before. And this was because they realized that she was working in Ma'o Organic Farms. And so that's changed, impacted not only her decision personally, but how it influenced her parents' decisions on nutrition. And so we think that this impact that Ma'o has on education and really guiding youth along the education pipeline can influence their choices that affects health, not only their personal health, but the health of those around them, their families and friends. And so this study is really about answering a few questions. How is the health of an individual influenced by others around them? And can this be modified by a community-based organization like Ma'o that focuses on education and environmental sustainability?
So walk us through. So you get an intern, and they sign up for the program, and then how do you track their behavior and the physiological changes that that happen.
Sure. So we use a survey format to gather information from participants about their family background, socioeconomics, education, nutrition, stress, anxiety, as well as certain behaviors. These are self-reported and can be done online. We also perform a simple health assessment measuring height and weight, blood pressure, and hemoglobin A1C as a measure of glycemic control because we're really trying to understand diabetes risk in this population. And finally, we provide participants with an in-home stool sample collection kit where they can send us their sample and we analyze their gut microbiome composition using genetic sequencing. So we'll be examining how these measures may change over time, about a year from now, amongst the participants and their close family and friends enrolled in the study.
So talk about that, because you not only get the intern, but then you also get the folks that are close to them that might agree to be involved in this study?
Right. So we'd like to learn about how their the experiences that the interns have and their behaviors or choices and might actually influence the people around them. And not only their choices, but how it actually physically affects them. And whether actually they can have shared environments, including certain types of nutrition, certain types of behaviors that are shared that could impact their health. And we're trying to measure that in different ways. And one of the interesting ways of looking at this in sort of a novel approach, and no one's really done it here in Hawaii before, is looking at the impact of these types of educational programs on overall health, but also how it might actually influence the gut microbiome composition, which is an important component of health.
And so you've got a core group that started out with you. What's the goal? How large of a sampling do you have now, and where do you want to grow it?
We have currently 80 individuals enrolled in the initial study, and we hope to get about 350 individuals enrolled by the end of the year. And we hope also that this could be extended even further. And the goal is really to understand how the interns on their experiences on the farm and what they learned and how they make decisions impact the individuals around them, and not only the decision-making of those individuals around them, but how it impacts their actual physical health. And we hope that that could be used as a model to learn from that other community organizations' programs might be developed around.
You must be really gratified because this is your community. You're from Waianae, mm-hmm. and you mentioned to me earlier that your grandmother was kind of inspirational in kind of leading you along this path. But you're actually seeing positive changes where you live.
Right. And I think it was really my upbringing in my great-grandmother, Catherine Monica, was really the matriarch of my family. I grew up in a four-generation household in Nanakuli homestead. And it was her that taught us that health, that the environment actually really influences our health. And she taught us for example, she said that if you take care of the land will take care of you. And I think that's, as a scientist, this simple phrase makes a lot of sense. We really are part of nature and a product of the environment, as my work in epigenetics is reinforcing. And maintaining a healthy environment will, I think, help all of us live healthier lives. And I believe our ancestors, our kupuna, really understood, not only understood this concept, but had ways of incorporating this into daily life. And programs like Ma'o is reminding us of that and incorporating it in ways that we can live healthier and help our families to live healthier. And I think really, again, having health in by improving health in our communities, which is, I think, a shared kuleana, is an important part of just the Hawaiian experience.
That was Alika Manakea, an assistant professor at the University of Hawaii. He was talking about an epigenetics research project on the Leeward Coast. They start with students involved with Ma'o Farms and then reach out to their family and friends to take part in the survey, helping to build a database to help understand the relationship of genes and the environment. We have links where you can find more on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.